Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Get lower in the market? Or is this just some dipstick in his list? With all respect to you.
Right. I think it's probably just some dipstick in his list there, because I saw another article was very similar, and I think it may have been from The Athletic, that started going through the players' names, and none of them are being mentioned of the Tigers. Mm-hmm. But then there were two that were, and one of them was Suarez, and the other one was Jake Bird.
Interesting.
Along with a host of other players that every contending team would want them. But I did find it strange, because I mean, you're talking about, everybody says the Tigers need a right-handed hitting bat in the lineup or a third baseman. And I'm like, you've got three third basemen listed here, whether it's Nolan Arenado or Alex Bregman or Suarez or whomever. And only Suarez is listed Detroit as a possibility. Find it strange, but it's okay. I mean, none of that matters what CBS Sportsline list is going to do, because sure, it's just one dipstick, as you said. It's going to be.
I said, with all respect to,
with all respect dipstick. To, yeah, it's your dipstick for not including the Tigers in any of these. I mean, the Tigers are the best team in baseball, one of the best records in baseball with the Dodgers, and you know they're going to improve themselves at the deadline. How much improvement, how much of a dent they're going to make, we don't know yet. But this, all respect to dipstick, doesn't seem to think the Tigers are going to be really moving the needle all that much.
Well, look, the funny thing is, do they need to make a trade? Okay. Let's say the dipstick in question is onto something. All right. Do they need to make a trade if this guy knows his stuff and the Tigers aren't going to make a trade? I am only scared of the teams that are going to make a trade, right? Does that make sense? Like at this point, I'm not scared of anybody in the American League from the Tigers can't beat them standpoint. What I am scared of is somebody else in the American League gets Suarez. Somebody else in the American League gets Freddy Peralta. Somebody else does something big that really enhances their chances. So does Scott Harris go, I'm going to keep you on the line and wait to see what everybody else does? Or is he going to strike first? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does he say, you know, we're going to set the market. We're going to let everybody know what they're chasing. Because, I mean, if nobody else does anything huge, and it's foolish to say nobody will do anything huge, but the Tigers are in a very good position. They don't need to make another change. Now, if they do, and would you rather have a really good bullpen arm? Would you rather have Aroldis Chapman? Would you rather have a really good starting pitcher, Freddy Peralta? Or would you rather have a really good bat, Eugenio Suarez? What direction would you go?
I mean, for me, it's easy. I'm going bullpen one, bullpen two.
Okay.
Starting pitcher three, and bat four. And I'm not ignoring the bat. I'm just saying it's far down that list.
What's funny about the bat is the bat used to be a higher priority for me. And with each passing week, and even with this weekend being what it was, where they didn't score a ton of runs until yesterday in the 10th, where you get the head start with a runner at second. Gator, I'm getting more and more confident in this offense.
Yeah, I like this offense. But when you start looking at who are these players are going to be available, well, some interesting things are going on right now. Toronto is playing great baseball right now. So they vaulted themselves on top in the American League East.
Yep.
Boston is also playing really good baseball right now, which is surprising. And they find themselves just 2.5 games out of the wild card spot. You need Boston to fall back a little bit further so that someone like Aroldis Chapman does become available. Because that's a guy I think that would probably be priority one for the Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting with Cleveland. Would Cleveland make a trade with the Tigers within the division? Probably not. But if you're Cleveland, you have to do what's best for the organization. And if Clause A becomes available,
is there any indication he would?
I can see him being available. I don't think I see him being available to the Tigers. Because I know people are really iffy about doing things like that. Baltimore is another team that has no shot of making the playoffs. 7.5 games out of the wild card spot. I mean, they're 6-4 in the last 10 games. Maybe they're trending upward a little bit. But if they're not going to make up that ground, they got to make the decision to move on. And they've got some bullpen arms in Baltimore that makes sense. That's just the American League. I mean, there are players out there to improve this squad, without a doubt, for the Tigers. Because you look at the last two or three bullpen arms in the Tigers' pitching staff, you can find upgrades. One of them's going to come with Alex Lang, but can they find at least one more upgrade? And they can't.
So you just threw Class A out there. I just looked it up. He's under club control till 2029. I can't see a scenario where they say, here, Detroit, you take him, and, oh, you'll have him for the next 3 years.
No, I can't imagine they would, but, I mean, if somebody comes with an offer, and Class A has not been as lights out as he has been, he's trending in the wrong direction. Does Cleveland just decide, you know what, we're gonna try to load up on prospects and move forward? And like I said before, Cleveland's a really smart organization. If they have a bad year, it doesn't linger into like three or four bad years. They correct it really quickly.
So how do you feel about that, Tiger fans? The necessity of making a trade, is it a requirement? Will you be upset if they don't? And if they do, what do you prioritize? Do you go with the bullpen arm, like an Aroldis Chapman? Do you go with a starter, like Freddie Peralta? Do you go with a really good bat, like Eugenio Suarez? It's Carson Anderson. We'll get to more of your phone calls next. Plus your champ and chump votes on this Monday. Hey, Michigan Auto Law, the law firm that puts people over everything. They specialize only in auto and truck accidents. Many law firms don't specialize, but focus on many different areas of the law. You wouldn't go to a doctor who specializes in all sorts of medicine. Why would you do that with your lawyer? Specialization really matters. Educated consumers will choose Michigan Auto Law. Do your research and learn more at autolaw.com. Once they take your case, they will communicate with you. They are the best at customer service and satisfaction. Michigan Auto Law, the law firm that puts people over everything. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.